Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1943, recorded on Thursday the 26th of January 2017, and bringing you news and information from the Norwich Evening News. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from listeners. This week, your Chatterbox recording will include the regular What's On feature presented by Margaret Thompson. This first part of Chatterbox is read by me, Rupert Hipwell.
And by me, Sarah Houghton. This week, we are delighted to welcome three new listeners to Chatterbox. Daphne Matthews and Bezu Cook from Norwich and Jonathan Hamilton from Heatherset. We hope you all enjoy listening to Chatterbox and to our regular broadcasts of Norfolk Magazine and Let's Talk. Part one of this week's Chatterbox includes news stories, letters and emails from evening news readers, and a feature on Bullard's Brewery. This includes an offer of a free beer, so listen carefully.
We start this week with three stories about Norwich's future. This week, the Norwich Society suggested that Anglia Square could be a good place to put a new concert hall. We will learn later that their proposal did not meet with universal acclaim. It'll take some time for decisions on Anglia Square to be made, which is not the case for the forthcoming City of Ale Festival, scheduled for May 2017. Hopes are high that this will be a year to remember for real ale drinkers, and Norwich aims to learn from the experience of Sheffield, a city which, like Norwich, is ranked as one of the best cities in the world for beer. A sadder change in store in Norwich will be the loss of the Norwich and Peterborough Building Society, which will be closing many of its branches and changing its name to reflect the purchase of the society by the Yorkshire Building Society.
Civic watchdog the Norwich Society has suggested that Anglia Square could be a good location for what it has described as a much-needed concert hall for the city. The suggestion is its response to Norwich City Council's consultation, which includes continuing to have a cinema in the locality. Part of the Norwich Society's response to the City Council's consultation reads: "We broadly accept the vision, but do question whether the cinema is the best cultural option, as there is already excellent cinema provision in Norwich. We suggest that the feasibility of a much-needed concert hall should be examined instead. Norwich has the potential to accommodate big music acts and other performers, but establishing the principal concert hall for the East of England would be a big boost for the city, enabling it to attract more big names, both from the classical and popular music world, as well as top comedians and other big acts. But Trevor Wicks, who runs the current Hollywood cinema in Anglia Square, said, "What about the people who live around here, who want to go to the cinema at a reasonable cost?" He added, "I think the public and families living in this area should make this decision." A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "We've had a good level of response to the consultation, with about 25 organisations and individuals offering their views. All of these responses will be collated and taken to the Sustainable Development Panel when it meets on February the 22nd.
Rather than competing for the crown of best beer city in the country, leaders of the Norwich City of Ale will travel to Sheffield next month to share ideas and visions for a bumper year of beer festivals. Named the top two friendliest cities in the UK in the Co-op 2017 survey, Norwich and Sheffield were also the only two cities in the country to make the Travellers Today Best Cities in the World for Beer last November. With the National Winter Ale Festival fast approaching in February, Phil Cutter, who's the landlord at the Murderers, will be stocking a new range of beers brewed in Sheffield but made from Norfolk malt. Dawn Leader and Phil Cutter, co-chairs of Norwich City of Ale, will be visiting Jules Gray, chief instigator of Sheffield Beer Week, on Wednesday, February the 8th. Ms. Gray, who runs Sheffield's Hop Hideout, was invited to Norwich for last year's festival, where all agreed to work closer together in future. The visit will be the first step towards putting that plan into action. A series of joint seminars and tutored tastings are also in the planning stages for City of Ale, which is set to launch on May the 25th.
Thousands of customers of Norwich and Peterborough Building Society face the upheaval of having to switch banks after the group's owners unveiled plans to close branches and cut jobs. The brand, which can trace its roots back to 1852, is to be phased out over the next year by owner Yorkshire Building Society Group, with 28 branches closing across Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, along with 20 Yorkshire Building Society branches nationally. The move has put 136 jobs in East Anglia at risk, including 100 in Norfolk, and came as the Mutual announced it was closing all N&P current accounts, leaving tens of thousands of customers to find alternatives. The company said it was no longer cost-effective to keep the branches open, with only 23% of its customers having used a branch in 2016. But campaigners branded the changes a kick in the teeth to customers who do not bank online or by telephone. Mike Regnier, Chief Executive of Yorkshire Building Society, said, "The driving forces behind the proposed branch closures are shifts in market conditions and an increasing desire among customers to transact digitally rather than on the high street." Mr. Rainier said that continuing to offer a current account would require a significant increase in investment, which would not represent good long-term value for its members. Customers have been assured they will be contacted and given help to transfer their account. North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb, whose constituency could lose three branches, said the closure of rural branches was a distressing trend. On the 24th of January, HSBC announced it would shut a further 62 branches this year, as only 7% of customer contact occurred in branch. It's a serious problem for elderly people who rely on the local bank branch and may find it difficult to change to different ways of banking, said Mr. Lamb. He said he would meet N&P bosses to discuss how affected customers will be supported. The concern was echoed by David Spencer, Labour's North Walsham spokesman, who said, "This is a big blow to residents living in North Norfolk and a kick in the teeth for customers who do not all bank online."